this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Beer.
Well, I tried them all, and I might stop beer, but my favorite drug is an high school beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
It's time once again for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
And we're back at the beer department at Silver Creek Liquor today, and we have a beer from Deschutes Brewery. Deschutes overlooks the wild and scenic Deschutes River in beautiful Bend, Oregon, and home to their adventurous, award-winning lineup of pioneering beers, and this place is on my list of breweries that I want to visit someday. Gary Fish started it, a small brew pub in 1988 in downtown Bend, Oregon, named it after the Deschutes River. The brewery sold 310 barrels of beer in its first year. By 1992, sales were up to over 3,000. Well, he couldn't keep up with demand in his original facility, so they expanded to a 16,000-square-foot production brewery in 1993, where they were able to brew in 50-barrel batches. Deschutes now has a brewing facility with two brew houses and distributes his beer in 21 Midwestern and Western states. In 2012, they had to expand again for to allow another 105,000 barrels to be brewed per year. New equipment installed will contain a water reuse system, saving the company thousands of gallons of water per year, as well as a carbon dioxide capturing system from the fermentation process, which will decrease waste to the city's sewer system. Deschutes Brewery considers the Black Butte Porter to be their flagship beer, and that's what we had last night.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. When you poured it, it came out very dark, but a nice frothy head to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I smelled it, it had some hint of coffee, but the main flavor of it was chocolate.
See, I didn't really pick up any coffee in the smell. I definitely picked up a chocolate, which is typical for a porter.
Yeah.
But then when I tasted, I thought, is there a hint of coffee in here, or is that my brain just telling me that I'm used to, you know, a porter having a hint of coffee? And I couldn't really decide. Did you taste any coffee in it at all?
Not really. Maybe like a texture thing. But no, it went down very smooth, and it just tastes like chocolate. Even afterwards, you hit, yeah, like, did I just have a chocolate bar almost?
It's
not
creamy.
Like that much, but
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's creamy. It is quite delicious. They say it's got they talk about the distinctive chocolate and the roasted finish. A little bit of hop bitterness to it, but almost negligible.
You really don't notice that. Completely.
Very, very smooth beer. I typically will not reach for a porter. I don't say, oh, look, there's a porter on the menu. Give me that. This beer, I will definitely have again. Very smooth. And like I said, not really getting any of that coffee. That's typically what turns me off of a lot of the darker beers, is because if there's a hint of coffee in them, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, very good. 5.2% alcohol, IBUs 30. The Beer Advocate score is 93, which, wow, is in the outstanding categories by the users. But then there's also the founders of Beer Advocates, and some beers they actually score themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They give this 100 out of 100.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I feel honored.
It is way up there. If Black Butte Porter is the flagship beer from Deschutes Brewing Company out of Bend, Oregon, and it is quite tasty stuff. We recommend that you pick it up today at Silver Creek Liquor. And today's winner with our Silver Creek drawing is Jen of Chisholm. Congratulations to Jen and Chisholm. I got signed up at WTBX.com, and she is the winner of the gift card from Silver Creek Liquor. So let's hear it for Deschutes Black Butte Porter, their flagship beer, and a winner, as far as we're concerned, with the Silver Creek Sampler.